data science to be successful need to be embedded into the business on a regular basis. It is not a discipline like, let's say, physics. It's different. It's something where you help solve problems.
ITCS, Pizza Time Podcast. Cheesy questions and juicy answers for the tech community.
Hello und herzlich willkommen zurück zum ITCS Pizza Time Podcast. Heute mit David Ruau von Bayer. Diese Keynote ist in Englisch, deswegen auch mein elegantes Hello am Anfang. David redet darüber, dass Bayer sich zu einer Firma entwickelt, die AI möglich macht. Data Scientists sind ein essentieller Teil davon. Aber wie innoviert man bedeutungsvoll und wie skaliert man erfolgreich? Diese Keynote wird die organisatorischen Gestaltungsentscheidungen erkunden, die Bayer gemacht hat, um diese grundsätzliche digitale Transformation zu ermöglichen. Ich hoffe, es gefällt euch.
With me today we have Jens and Aiko. Please raise your hand, guys. So, full disclosure, we are here to hire people, okay, and get names. I will give you one introduction today about what do we do at Bayer in the space of data science. What do we understand by data science? It's just one of the aspects of the profile we are looking for at Bayer. There is more profiles than just data scientists, of course. There is data engineers, architects, software developers, soft solution architect. We have a full spectrum of job offers, of course. I am the head of data science at Bayer, so I'm leading a team of 27 people across the entire world. I have a background in bioinformatics. For some of you that know what it is, it's basically data science applied to biology and genomics. My team is composed of a bunch of people which have PhD in machine learning, master degree in mathematics, applied mathematics, data science, economics, statistics, physics also. With a keen interest in doing analytic on data, whatever is the data. Let's start by a crude definition of what is data science and what is really, what do we understand as Bayer? What is really the aim of data science? So data science as Bayer is really data science as a service, meaning we do work for other people which have basically challenge, business challenge. Let's say they want to create an algorithm to detect default into one of our production lines. Sometimes maybe the box are damaged. The box where we have our medication inside are damaged and we want to detect that automatically. It will be involving basically a deep learning algorithm. We'll detect the shape of the box and we'll detect those box are damaged. What we mean here is that there is a part around algorithmic, but there is a part around domain knowledge about how does it work in a plant. Data science to be successful need to be embedded into the business on a regular basis. Okay, so it's meant to be applied, and that's what we understand. It is not a discipline like, let's say, physics or bioinformatics or doing chemical engineering. It's different. It's something where you help solve problems. So what you see on the screen there is basically we take people which have deep expertise in one of the technical domain we consider as core to data science, such as, for example, statistics, time series analytics, deep learning, computer vision, and we put them into an environment where they apply their skills across different disciplines, so that the T-shaped employee, all right, that's what we are looking for. As they evolve into their career, those data scientists have a tendency to specialize into a particular domain. They still keep and expand the number of vertical, but they apply that, let's say, to product supply, to R&D, or to medical affairs. What happens when you are hired at Bayer? I mean, Bayer is a big family, really. So you start with a job. It could be a data science job. It could be a data engineering job. It could be a solution architect job. There is multiple opportunity within Bayer for you to evolve, okay? It's not really your slot in into a job and at the end of your life, and you will be basically a domain specialist in I don't know what for the rest of your life. You can evolve and it's according to your preference. And we foster a culture where you're always looking for opportunities within Bayer, okay, and create opportunity for you. If you are choosing the path of being a data scientist, basically you can become an expert, grow your skills, and lead project with basically all the might of your brain, if I can say. And from there, evolve along your career and become more and more expert, involve into external committee, have external peers, involve with academia, lead project, bring innovation from outside, inside, and that would be an expert role. You can also evolve along the line of managers, line managers, either in data science or as a domain, but that is a different track. And there is way less job as managers and basically data scientists and expert. It's natural. It's a pyramid. So at the higher level, you have very few people. You have only one CEO. You have board members. We have five. That's it. And after that, you begin to slow it down into the pyramid. So the career path is really for you in front of you. It's really there is a career in becoming an expert. And that's what we are recruiting. Within many more experts than managers. And experts are extremely valued. Data science is a team sport. We don't do data science alone. We do that, as I mentioned before, with the business partners, which are identifying what are the challenge, what are the problem, what are the decision point into their daily job, which they need to improve using advanced analytics. That's okay. Where we begin and engage with them. You do an ideation session, you discover what is needed to make an impact. What is the key idea? Sometimes there is some ideas that need to be done first before you can tackle a later problem, a bigger one. You need to establish a basis. If you start very early into a particular department, they don't even have data. That's often the case. Their data, they say they will have a lot of data, but they are not organized in a way that you can do data science on it. So most of the time, you need to do some data work before. And after, you will do some advanced analytic on top of it and develop solution. What we mean by the different steps from an ideation to an experiment to industrialization and basically operate and maintain the solution is that we are doing ideation, we are doing fancy stuff on algorithm, but we go all the way to the level of a product. And what is a product? It's something which has an impact in the company. It's something we care about and will maintain for several years in Bayer. Product is centric in Bayer. We only invest time and money in things which will have an impact on our market value, on our revenue at the end, okay? Can be very different things. Sometimes it could be about public relationship, it can be about improving the production of some medication which are extremely needed. It could be something around patient, where we engage with a patient to have them diagnosed better. That's what we care about. At the center of it, it's not making money, it's making a better life for patient, making a better production of food for our crop science domain, and producing more of the consumer goods that we are producing. How do we develop our talent in Bayer? We have a full spectrum of learning ability and capability in front of you. So when you join, you're first enrolled into a program for making you fit for your job. So we know that new joiner don't have the knowledge about Bayer, so you will be onboarded into a series of workshop. You will know what is Bayer, you will know the system, the process and everything. You will be sent to conferences. You will go on to training to learn how to do consultation and do work as a consultant. You will learn how to talk business. All of that will be embedded into Bayer. And after that, across the many years of your career at Bayer, what will happen is that you will be involved into different initiatives where you will learn the job, of course. But also, you will be having opportunity to learn on Coursera, Udacity, doing nano degrees, going to conferences and presenting your work. And that will be basically your learning experience, all right? So let me give you a short example of what we do at Bayer. So that's one of the projects we are doing right now. I work in the pharma space, okay? A big trend in pharma nowadays is personalized medicine. What we want is prescribe a drug to the patient which is the most in need. We don't want to prescribe a generic drug which has a moderate effect. We'd prescribe rather a drug which has a clear effect in this particular patient. How do you do that? You need to diagnose patient better. How do you do that? Is that you need to employ a vast toolbox of diagnostic tool, from genomics to improving the judgment and the decision making of the doctors, to collecting more data in the hospital, collecting more data outside of the hospital to improve the decision of the medical doctors. And all of that come together in what we call personalized medicine. So we have one project into this space, which is in medical imaging. So in medical imaging, what happens is that when you are diagnosed with a cancer, it's something that is looking at us all into this room. We'll all potentially will be diagnosed at one point with a cancer. It's just the nature of this disease. It's omnipresent. What happens when you're diagnosed with a cancer? What happens is that the first thing after your tumor is detected into your body, there is a biopsy which is made. A biopsy is basically a needle is taken and you basically take a little bit of the tumor with a needle. What you do is that you treat those cells that you collect and you make an image out of it. This image can be analyzed using AI. Basically, it's a deep learning computer vision algorithm that is trained to detect some feature into those image. Feature which are important to put you in a particular category for the patient to be receiving a particular medication. It's a workflow, and you see that the AI solution is put in between the patient and the pathologist. It's a data-driven decision solution which helps the pathologist to interpret basically image. The pathologists are always looking at image. They're always into their little binocular microscope and looking at the image. It's just, we discover that it's a field which will be revolutionized in the next years. Over the next 5 to 10 years, pathology will be revolutionized. Why? It's because it's image-based. And currently, where are the best AI algorithms? They are image-based. So it's definitely the place. There is other field where it will be slower, but pathology will be impacted tremendously. At one point, the CEO of Sun Microsystems, you might know about this brand, they do computers and stuff like that, he said, if a pathologist in 5 years from now is not using AI algorithm to diagnose patient, he will be hurting his patient. Why? It's because AI algorithm will become better than pathologist to detect and diagnose what are the features of the tissues they look at. They are still needed to be accountable for the decision and interpret and detect if there is something weird in the slide or, but they will have help from AI algorithm all over the place. And that's where my team is playing. So that's where we work. We work into the late stage pipeline and also early pipeline in pharma. And that's where we bring value. That is basically the description of one of those algorithms. Imagining you have a population on the left, which is 100 people. You need to scan 100 people because that's 100% of the population, okay? You want to detect an event which is occurring at 1% inside the population. What does it mean? You have one person into those 100 which has this molecular mutation. You need to do 100 sequencing of those patients. You need to sequence 100 people to discover one person which has this mutation. And what happens is that it's extremely costly. You increase the number of errors you can do. So what we drove is basically an AI algorithm which will sequence a subset of them which have a higher likelihood of having this particular mutation. At the end, you improve the number of people which have an accurate diagnostic and receive the right drug for their disease. And we can go on like that, and I will scan that. It's a live example. We are working on it. It's basically an AI algorithm where we collect basically a cancer core data set. We select the case. It's basically a mole, a skin mole, you know, the thing you have on your skin. It's the same system as basically what we use. We use it on a different type of image. And you pre-process that, enhance the image, you extract the feature, and you basically classify into, okay, it's a malignant mole on your skin or it's a non-malignant one. Go see your doctor, don't go see your doctor, you don't have it. It's improving overall, basically, the number of people which receives the right diagnostic. So I will just finish by saying data science at Bayer is basically a team sport. That's what I said already. It's this type of work that I just presented at the end is a massive collective effort. We pull a lot of resources from acquiring data into the market, getting the data from our own clinical trials, bringing pathologists from the Charité Hospital in Berlin on board with us. We had basically also the brand team and the medical team from Bayer on board. We had the data scientist. I mean, it was massive. Plus, of course, IT architect to store and make all of this infrastructure of AI algorithm work together. And with that, I will basically conclude my talk and say thank you for listening.
Das war die Keynote von Bayer. Ich hoffe, es hat euch gefallen. Wenn ja, gebt uns gerne eine Bewertung auf Apple Podcasts und schreibt uns doch einfach mal auf Instagram und Twitter, wie es euch gefallen hat oder was ihr sonst noch so hören wollt. Wir sind wirklich offen für alles und freuen uns sehr über euer Feedback. Das war eine Keynote vom 3.12.2019 in Frankfurt und ich hoffe, wir hören uns beim nächsten Mal. Bis dahin.
ITCS, Pizza Time Podcast.